AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Astronaut Scott Kelly has just arrived back home in Houston after his 340-day trip on the International Space Station.
It's just an unbelievable feeling to be back here on planet Earth, back in our great country, and back with all my family and my friends.
Kelly landed in Kazakhstan a day ago on board a Soyuz capsule, and is now back where NASA can do medical tests to determine how he fared after a year in space.
One of the things that I thought a lot about during this year is that there's no greater privilege than serving your country however and wherever you might do it.
Besides family and friends, Kelly was welcomed back to Houston by the vice president's wife, Jill Biden. A one-time GOP frontrunner is abandoning his effort to win his party's presidential nomination.
Once a leader in the polls, Ben Carson's issued a statement saying he sees no political path forward for his campaign in light of the Super Tuesday results. He also says he won't attend Thursday's GOP debate, even though it's in his hometown of Detroit. Carson says the grassroots movement on behalf of We the People will continue, and he remains, quote, committed to saving America for future generations. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
At a rally in New York Wednesday, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she wants some GOP governors to know that if elected, she'll keep fighting for organized labor and the right to unionize.
As long as you are fighting for working families in America, I will be in the trenches fighting alongside of you.
Rival Bernie Sanders told a rally in Michigan,
most Americans do not believe that at a time of so much income and wealth inequality that we should give hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to the top 0.2%. That's what Trump believes. Most Americans do not.
This is AP Radio News. U.S. carriers, air carriers, are applying for permission to fly commercially to Cuba.
At least 8 U.S. airlines have submitted applications to the U.S. Department of Transportation for permission to fly new commercial routes to Cuba. American Airlines made the most aggressive pitch, bidding for 10 daily flights from Miami to Havana, plus one each from Charlotte and Dallas, and one weekly flight from both Los Angeles and Chicago. American also bid for daily flights to 5 other Cuban airports: Delta, JetBlue, Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, Alaska Airlines, Frontier Airlines, and Florida-based Silver Airways also submitted bids for Cuban flights. I'm Mike Rossia.
A flight student from Egypt is facing deportation from the United States after posting on his Facebook page that he was willing to kill Donald Trump and the world would thank him. According to his attorney, immigration authorities arrested the 23-year-old last month at the Los Angeles area flight school he attended. Now we're trying to deport him. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.